News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to our edition with Dan Grace of Capital Well Clean Water Center. Good morning, Dan.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back.
He's back. He's here.
Yep.
Ready to talk.
So far, surviving. Yeah, surviving the chaos of solar day.
Solar dumb. I was going to try to make an Armageddon joke out of solar, but it's really hard.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Appreciate the thought, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, at least the ground's thawing out, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Again, for the fifth time.
Yeah, I'm careful to enjoy the sun in nice warm temperatures too much, just to get slapped around by another foot of snow or something.
I feel like we're done. I don't know why. Just like my gut tells me that was the last one.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle it.
I don't think anyone can deal with any work. It's almost mid-April.
We're at capacity.
Yeah. I think last year was like early March and I was raking the lawn and it was dry. I mean, it's just like, let's just stop.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, think about that. Like, it's mid-April.
I know. Almost. I mean, it's just, I feel like we're going on. I feel like we like started out really ahead of schedule, like in February, because it was so warm. And then we got just March and early April was just inundated with cold and snow. So we just went right back to where we were.
Incredibly frustrating for a lot of people. I know that. I mean, I mowed my lawn on Christmas. Christmas Day, I was out there mowing. leaf blowing. I was like, this is all right.
Yeah.
Get used to this. And no.
Yeah. I do find it ironic. The entire winter was void of snow. And then like the biggest storms were like in spring.
Yeah.
All right. It's New England. Yeah, it happens.
One of those weird cycles, you know. Will we get winter back the way it used to be? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the other thing I always thought about with winter was, because you know how like everyone says, oh, when I was a kid, you know, it was 3-4 feet tall in every storm, and you know, like the snowbanks were huge. I'm really wondering if that's just because we were small. You ever think
it's proportional?
Seriously, though, I mean, like when you're like a, you know, like a 3 or 4 year old toddler. And you're, you know, like what, like a couple feet tall? I mean,
you're going sledding.
Yeah, I mean, if like a snowbank's like half your height, I mean, it seems monstrous, but it's only 12 inches of snow. So it's, I don't know. I think it's just relative for the most part. But I do know there was more snow back in the day, but I think people tend to dramatize it a bit.
Inflate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But,
yeah,
you know, that's just life. And we're New Englanders, so, you know, we kind of have to embellish things to make ourselves feel like we're really surviving the horrors of survival in New England.
We're tougher up here.
That's right, exactly.
I'll tell you, the robins are pumped though, because this is melting off nicely,
right?
And they can finally get back to the worms. They all flocked up here. Imagine being a robin and flying all the way up here just to get dumped on twice.
I know. I'd seen people that were talking about like how they'd seen robins at their bird feeders, and they never had seen that previous to this year, just because the whole ground was covered. They couldn't get to anything, so.
Do you think they're eating bird seed like kids eat vegetables? Like, with that look on their face? Like,
yeah, it's probably. It's just like, yeah.
They don't really like it. They're used to worms.
Yeah. Yeah. Worms are the McDonald's of the bird kingdom.
Yeah. Little robins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're speaking of lawns and worms.
Yeah.
Getting our stuff together to get some installs done with our irrigation division. We've got about 10 installs to wrap up and get things cranking on that end of things.
Oh,
and
nice.
Happy to see the snow leave so we can get some irrigation systems in and hopefully fill that schedule up with anybody that's interested in getting some lawn sprinklers or irrigation. It's free estimates. You just go on the website. Hey, I think I want to do some sprinkling.
We
can do a full diagnostic and size something up, spec it out. Maybe it's a go, maybe it's not. But if you were thinking about it, now's the time to do it, because we don't have a tremendous backlog, and you could wrap it up before the summer hits.
Nice.
And, you know, get introductory pricing and not new crews. We're not new to it. So don't think you're getting guinea pigged on installations. Our guy that's running the show has been doing it for 25 years and ran a really legitimate business out of the Concord area. So
and you're saying
he's gonna be
wasn't he like a former firefighter too?
Yep, full-time firefighter, yeah. EMT.
So I mean, if anyone knows water, it's a guy that puts out fires.
Yeah, he's got that end of it. So he's sprinkling and spraying water is kind of his thing. In the lawns and on fires. So,
all right.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's really thorough and does things right. I mean, to a fault almost. He's really, really thoughtful with the whole process, and that's what we like. I mean, that's what's grown Capital Well for almost 40 years now, is doing the right thing, buying the right parts, hiring the right people, you know, not always making the quickest decisions, but making the right decisions, because our name's going to be on that for a long time. Right. We take pride in having our stuff done right, you know, especially now. Not, I mean, not that it always didn't matter, but, you know, nowadays you can't leave a rut in a lawn without the fear of somebody going on Facebook and blowing you up, you know. Right. And, you know, you can make 1,000 things go right. And behind the scenes, trust me, a thousand things have to go right to pull off what we pull off every day. And, you know, that's not just us, it's every company, you know, and the behind the scenes stuff and the struggles you put forth to produce. And then something as simple as Mother Nature, you know, occurring can slander your name. And it's not fair. Not fair, yeah. But that's the world we're in now, you know, and we're an open door, and we're reasonable as they come. And we treat every customer like it was our own house, you know, and there's just a lot of things that go on and make our reasoning the way our reasoning is done. And, you know, we'd like to share that with people that see something that they may think is wrong or incorrect. Usually a good sit down conversation can sort out any discrepancies. And if we do screw up, which we do screw up. There are those times, we own it and we stand behind it 110%. Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to continue to do for the rest of the time we're in business. And whether it's in irrigation, water filtration, water pump systems, well drilling, we control what we can control. Just like we were talking about the weather, like, you know, we'll control everything we can control the best we can, but there's a lot of things we can't control. And when you're putting a hole in the planet, those things will come at you every day. You can't control it, you know, or dealing with mechanical devices, you know, we're dealing with very intricate equipment. There are $1 million to build one of these things. There's lines and hoses and gauges. And, you know, sometimes they break or, you know, whatever may occur that we have to roll with, and we roll it the best we can. So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, it is. It's just the nature of the business. It's just, you're just victims of nature.
We're at the mercy. Yeah, we're at the mercy of nature. We're at the mercy of our employees as well, and even ourselves, you know. Right. The biggest gripe, I go around to a lot of shows. I talk to a lot of people in almost every industry. I mean, when you're dealing with the home building industry and light commercial and commercial end of things, you're talking to every electrician, plumber, builder, framer, site work, you know, you name it. We're dealing with these folks, and we've become friendly with a lot of these people. I mean, we have a loyal customer base that typically we do work for a long time, and that's important to us. And everyone has the same complaints, is finding help, finding the right help, finding people that show up, you know, and we're at their mercy. And we have a lot of great employees. We've got longtime employees we're very proud of. But to get those people obviously is expensive as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to pay to get them. My dad always used to say, you pay with peanuts, you're going to get monkeys. And, you know, it's as much as you'd like to cut cost on the labor end of things, because that's one of our biggest expenses, is the capital investment of all the equipment and labor. Those are the two big ones. But we have to provide, you know, a good atmosphere to get good people. And those good people is what's keeping the company going and keeping our reputation alive.
Well, and it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's also a matter of, you know, if you have people that are experienced, I mean, yeah, you're going to pay more, but that's because you're paying for the experience, and you're paying for it to most likely be done right the first time, as opposed to having, you know, some amateur come in and, you know, install it. And then 2 years later, having to have someone come in and tear it out, put in a replacement system, you know. And it's just do it right the first time with people that are experienced, pay a little bit more at the beginning, know that you're getting the people that are actually competent in what they're doing, and make sure it lasts.
That's right. You know, price, what do they say? Price is once, value lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
There's value to what we do if it's done right. You know, are we cheap? No.
Right.
If we were cheap, we wouldn't have 20-year employees. We wouldn't use the longest-lasting products. We wouldn't have 10-year warranties on our pumps and tanks.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have the reputation we have with reliability. And sometimes it's frustrating, especially since the advent of the internet. And,
of course.
You know, Googling all the fittings. And I want an itemized invoice. And then they get, you know, irate that you used a 2.0 on a multiplier. And it's like you bought a ball valve for $30. You sell it for $60. And that is highway robbery. And then you look at that extra and you take 30% off for overhead and labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it costs to keep an office running right off the top. You take the taxes off the profit you take. And what's left on that is a couple of bucks, you know,
right. Right.
There's a lot involved with keeping the doors open, in a capital expensive business, as far as profit goes. And we charge what's fair. And, you know, just to move a truck, to have the guy show up at the office and spend unbillable time loading that truck, driving that very expensive vehicle that's fully housed and warehoused with the components to take care of your project on site that day. Just to move that truck out of the yard is almost a $300 bill to us before we even start a project. And it's like, you know, we charge $175 service call that doesn't cover, barely covers half of what it actually costs to get there. And we may fix your problem for that. And we've had, you know, that's just not right. You know, it's too expensive, but you know, and that's just, this is just me kind of complaining right now, but most people get it and most people are reasonable.
Well, no, I mean, it makes sense.
We'll continue to do what we do.
Yeah. And I do think that there is that impression, you know, like when, you know, a consumer is, you know, gets a bill from a service company, you know, and they see, you know, like the pricing of the, you know, like the whatever they're using, the materials, and then, you know, like they'll Google it and say, well, you double charge. It's like, yeah, but like they're not just making, like the company's not just taking that 100% and just making pure profit. Like they're using it to pay their bills. Like they don't, you know, it's, yes. I feel like people think like the only source of revenue from service companies is just the labor itself. It's like, well, no, you like you're buying all the stuff, like you have gas, you have employees, you have, like, you know, you got to pay all of their, I mean, it's just, there's so many different pieces. Like that, so labor itself can't 100% pay in most cases. So, I mean, you have to make money in multiple ways. But
I don't know. I laugh because you see them with a $45 Stanley Cup and $150 Nikes.
Right.
Do you realize the markup on some of this stuff?
Right. Oh yeah, it's like iPhones. I mean, like it's like a well known fact. Right. Like an iPhone actually costs, I think the material cost of an iPhone is like $10 or less. I mean, it's not.
You're paying 10 times that.
Maybe like 100 times that. It's like $1,000.
100 times that. Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to, you know, just do good work and provide a good service. And, mm-hmm. and the value of that is based on the, you know, the price. And we're super happy to be in the industry we're in. I love it. The groundwater industry and being responsible in the groundwater industry, protecting our groundwater. You know, it's a renewable resource only if it's properly managed. And that's a lot of our direction, is to properly manage the groundwater and protect it. Mm-hmm. You know, without it, could you imagine? You've seen other countries in the world, almost every other country you travel to, water is a commodity. I mean, it is.
Oh yeah.
Very special. You know, we're fortunate to live in the Northeast where we can punch a hole in the planet and get water through hard granite.
Super filtered.
Is quite pure and filtered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have contaminants that need to be addressed, but not like most of the world. So we kind of take it for granted, but we're proud to be in the industry and continue to do renewable things. You know, whether it's geothermal heating and cooling and educating people on that so we can apply more of those systems to households to reduce their energy costs by 70%, to the irrigation end of things where we can manage the water that's coming out. I mean, you take an area like Bedford, New Hampshire in 2000 compared to 2024, it is absolutely exploded. I mean, Bedford was one of those farm communities that, like, around 2000 was when we really started the subdivisions and the property values and the monster homes. And it's, you know, close to Boston. It's outskirts of Manchester, so you're not in the city. Anyone that's been to Bedford has seen it. You drive around almost any road and you're going to look at $1 million, $2 million, $3 million houses that all have irrigation. Well, they didn't create the infrastructure for private water. It expanded so quickly. It was just private well, private well, private well. And the average depth of wells in Bedford, I don't see them go under 700 feet too often in Bedford. And it used to be a 100-foot, 200-foot farm there that would run the whole farm. And not only is it a high demand for the larger homes, but the irrigation systems that are irresponsibly installed or just prior to the technology that we have now, you know, where you can monitor the weather through your weather app on the control head. So if it's pouring rain, your sprinklers aren't out there hammering on the groundwater and lowering the water table for the rest of the community. You know, all, applied reasonably to a fair amount of homes, you can upgrade these boxes quite simply, quite affordably, and reduce your water consumption by 50 to 70%, which is a lot less wear and tear on your pumping system, which is expensive to replace, electricity to run it. It's 240 volts, pretty high amperage to run your well pump. There is an ROI on these things. So I know we're not reaching the Bedford area, but any area that, has that kind of idea of, water usage, we can improve upon it.
The thing I really like about the irrigation is, well, there's a couple of things. One, the fact that you guys can install it without tearing the lawn apart or driveways. And two is the fact that it does have kind of smart technology where, like you were saying, you know, if it's like pouring, you don't have the sprinklers up and just saturating the lawn even further. You know, you're saving water and it's actually better for the lawn anyway. So
saving electricity, saving wear and tear, saving on all of it.
Yeah, this isn't your grandfather's sprinkler system.
Or water bills. If you're on community water and you've got your irrigation system, you know, the saving on the water bills. And we also have an added system called the Ritter Rust that has a tank that we can put, I don't want to say chemical, a substance in, it's organic, that can spray for ticks and spiders and bugs in your lawn. And it sprays through your sprinkler system so that you don't have to deal with it. It'll also quarantine iron. So if you have iron in the water and you're running it pre-filtration, which all irrigation should be pre-filtration, filter systems can't really handle the volume of irrigation effectively. And you're getting orange staining on the sides of your house or granite posts or walkways, we can quarantine that iron and get rid of it. Pretty neat little system that can be added. You don't have to have a new system that can be added to an existing irrigation system. So if anyone wants to improve their irrigation they've already got, these are two ways to do it, is adding the HydroWise box for monitoring the weather and really minimalizing water usage, and also the Ritter Rust system for tick control. I mean, that's a big deal. I've been in the woods a bunch.
That's
nasty.
I mean, like my yard in Lebanon, I mean, it's the same, like I've had years where I've literally like over the course of like 3 months had like 20, 30 ticks. And I'm just on a residential yard. Like, I'm not even in the woods. So, I mean, as soon as you said that, I was like, God, that'd be nice. Like, just having tick spray. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. That would be enough for me.
That's a big one now.
Yeah.
And especially in a mild winter. I mean, we're coming out of a mild winter. The snow.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a bad spring for ticks.
Yeah, I've been in the woods a bunch and coming out of there with 20 or 30 little ticks on me picking away at them. And nothing scares me more than getting Lyme disease. I'm super active. I hate being down.
Yeah.
And some of my friends that I know, they've just been debilitated by Lyme. So, you know, just keeping a caution on that. So, yeah, all these things can be done. CapitalWell.com, request a quote, say you heard it on the radio. You know, that's a big avenue right now. It's going for it. And water testing is always something that should be done in the springtime. Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime really, but spring is a good time as a reminder. Hey, get your water tested. Water tables change. Water chemistry changes. Acceptable levels of certain things in the water, as more studies have been done, have changed. The level of arsenic has been cut in half again as of July of last year, which is down 10 times from what it used to be. Wow. So taking advantage of the springtime before it gets too crazy, get your water tested. $245 I think it costs to have our person come out, collect the sample, get it to a lab in Concord, an independent lab, get the results, get them analyzed. If there's something weird in there, we can make recommendations. There's no pressure, but ignorance is not bliss when it comes to water. You want to know what's in it, and you want to know it's safe, and not just for you, your kids, but your pets as well. You know, those tiny little critters. can't handle the levels of stuff that we can.
Right,
and, you know, to protect everything. It's obviously our business is selling water filtration, installing water filtration, but it's also to educate the public and try to help them get a more secure water system.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, I always kind of equate it to something like, you know, like buying a mattress. You know, it's like, it's one of those things where you buy it very infrequently, but if you buy a nice one, it's going to last you a long time, and it's just a quality of life improvement, and it's just one of those, like, necessities, you know? Because, I mean, I know the whole mantra is like, oh, you spend a third of your life in bed, and it's like, yeah, yeah, like, I get it, but it's true. I mean, like, in, like, a full third of your life, you're laying on this material, so, you know, you kind of want to ensure that it's something that's going to last a while and be comfortable and be useful and practical to you. And the same thing goes with your water, if not, like, tenfold over, is just the fact that, you know, I mean, the water is such a big part of your life. I mean, just think about how many uses, you know, you drink it, you bathe in it, you cook with it, you put in humidifiers, you spray your lawn with it. I mean, it's just everything. So
everything. Yeah. And it's funny how we are as humans, right? Because it's like, if it's incremental over the course of the year, we don't think much of it. You know, $6 for a coffee at Starbucks or whatever the heck.
Right.
And, you know, go out to dinner. It's $150 for two people these days to go out to dinner. And you do that a dozen times.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's incremental. Doesn't hurt as bad. I totally understand. But, you know, saving up, being conscious. Yeah. I've never met anybody that regretted making their water better.
Right.
I mean, your first chance, you're an example. You dealt with pretty crummy water for a while. We got it better for you, and it's like a noticeable improvement in quality of your day.
I mean, it's funny because now it's just routine.
Right.
You know, it's just habit that it's better. But I mean, if I think back to, you know, like when I first, you know, just had the city water and just tried drinking water out of the tap and just like how painfully chlorinated it was. And there's nothing now. I mean, it just tastes like water you'd get out of a, you know, like a spring water bottle or something.
And now you can be super sensitive. If you get chlorinated water at a restaurant now, you're going to notice it tenfold.
Oh, that's
disgusting. It really is.
Yeah, that's true. Even like taking showers and stuff. Like, I mean, not that like it's an overwhelming chlorine scent, but like you can definitely notice the difference. Like, it's just when you don't smell anything versus something, it's just it's an interesting feeling.
Yeah.
But it's
certainly an improvement.
Yeah. And it's really, I mean, like, you know, like once you set it up, I mean, it's like every 2 or 3 years you replace a filter for a couple $100, whatever it is. Like, it's not bad at all. And it's just such a drastic, like, across the board life improvement. Like, it's so worth it.
Yeah, and these are under a couple grand.
Yeah, you know, they're not expensive at all.
For the initial install, it's really inobtrusive. I'm not sure what word you use.
Unobstructive? Inobstructive?
Unobstructive to your life.
Bad for your life.
I need a thesaurus. Yeah, it's simple. Well, it's a simple install. We're in and out. You know, that's the one filter. It's a carbon block. It does everything for your whole house. So you have chlorine-free water.
I think
applies to everybody on a chlorinated water system.
Yeah, I think my install was probably, like, by the time he got here and the time he left, and it was fully functional, I want to say, like, maybe 90 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in and super out. Quick. Yeah.
And as long as you have like a square foot of space where your water line comes into your house, which most do because it comes in the basement below frost level, you're applicable for this system, and it doesn't backwash. It doesn't use electricity.
Right.
And once its capacity is met, and that depends on how high the levels are and how frequently you use water. But you're going to see, I've got some systems out there that are going on 4 or 5 years, and we haven't changed the carbon filter yet.
Wow.
It's still holding out. I mean, a couple hundred thousand gallons of water, but obviously depends on how heavy it's chlorinated, you know, what other conditions are in the water. But we're seeing long life out of them, and literally just like that, in one day you make a call for under a couple grand, you can have chlorine free water for your whole house. No smelling it, no tasting it. It's not drying your skin out. It's making hair dye last longer. So that's been a big comeback from ladies that get their hair done, or men that get their hair done frequently or dyed. The color lasts a lot longer. It feels a lot better. Eczema and dry skin going away completely. You know, little kids that were sensitive to the water bathing in the chlorine, and also microbiome. So people's gut digestion, by not drinking bleach water that kills a lot of the microbiome in your body, gut digestion has been better. So, you know, it's such a good investment.
It really is.
Nobody wants it. It's like buying tires though, kind of. It's like, ugh,
Yeah.
No, I don't want, it's not something shiny and fun. But, it's not a new computer or something trinket.
But it's nice to stay alive.
It's not fun. Yeah. It's definitely going to help with long-term health. And, also just the enjoyment of having water. You can drink it. So, you know, again, capitalwell.com, request a quote. It's that simple. We send someone out, 2 minutes, boom, you say yes. You can also utilize our 0% for 12 months financing. So, you know, if you take $1,800 over 12 months, it's like you're in and out with no interest over the course of a year, a little over $100 a month.
Yeah.
And you're not having to buy bottled water. Cleaning supplies are greatly reduced. Oh, yeah.
So it pays for itself so quick. I mean,
and then you're good.
Yeah.
But
no, it's great.
Yeah.
So cool.
If anyone has any interest, don't be afraid. Reach out.
Yeah.
Let's help you. We're slow right now. This is the slowest we're going to be.
Yeah.
Springtime with road bans up and everything.
Right,
now's the time to get these ducks in a row and see what you can do. And if you don't want to do anything at all, don't.
It's always an option. just don't do anything.
We're not going to hound you. We're not going to hound you, you know. You may get a follow-up email, you know, but nothing dramatic. It's
you're right.
It's pretty simple. We won't look down on you if you decide not to do something. It's just a matter of get yourself educated, get it educated, get it on paper, have something to look at, something to consider, and and move forward from there.
Yeah, you know? Agreed. Deon Grace, CapitalWell.com. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks and see where we're at.
Right, sounds good.
All right, we'll be back with more First Look on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.